There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome inside the final hour of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Let's get it.
Right now, United States, Iran, it is 28-12. The United States has the lead after the first quarter, so they are well on their way to not only winning, but covering as 40-point favorites. You know, look, they already got one quarter down, 16 points. I'm feeling pretty good if I have the United States, and I'm giving the points.
Did you bet it by the quarter? Because you could have.
Well, I can only get so complex with the betting by the quarter. You know, as,
do you get a little bit nervous that you can't keep track of it? Why?
Well, doing the show with you
live,
at the same
live
time,
betting is up to 46.5, buddy.
Yeah, but I want to be able to enjoy it too. And I'm doing a show right now. I can't be on the phone with Brent Musburger and trying to figure it out.
You are looking live. No, you could be doing like full stress watching and tweeting. Maybe you start smoking to try to keep things flowing. I don't know. Me, I just drink more coffee. Maybe I need to cut back a little bit. But yeah, it's 47.5 in live betting total, all the way up to 172 now.
All right, so we'll keep you posted on this. 32-15, the United States with the lead now over Iran. Before we get to Simone Biles,
We have to play this for you because this is just you and I have both watched this play now like 20 times, and I still can't believe it happened. This is the play. Look, I always say, hey, we need we need big games between the Dodgers and the Padres all the time. No, we need Dodgers Giants now too, because clearly this has become something that this huge rivalry is back. Here's the play that won the game for the San Francisco Giants. You're going to hear it, and then I'm going to tell you exactly how it unfolded, and you're not going to believe it.
Swing, and a bouncer over the mound hits softly. Out near second base, it's picked up by Muncy. He throws to first for the out. Now they've got the rundown. The throw to third base is way over the head. Posey had come around third, and Bellinger threw to third, and he sailed it 40 feet over the head of the third baseman. Posey comes in to score.
Giants Radio Network on the call. That was not an exaggeration. After that grounder getting the out at first, Bellinger kind of double clutches and trying to throw the ball to third base. He does throw it about 40 feet over the third baseman's head. It's one of those throws that you go, are you kidding? You're a major league player and you make that throw? My first baseman, my team I coached this year in for Little League, made a throw like that, and no sooner had the ball left her hands when she goes, "Coach, oh shoot, I'm so sorry." The ball is just sailing into the stands and into the forest behind this field. I wonder if Bellinger did the same thing. I wonder if he yelled out, oh, man. Because that throw, I mean, it is 40 feet over the third base and into the stands. I can't believe a major league player made a throw like that.
Well, I guess you could have some excuse of he usually plays the outfield. I don't know. We've seen some first basemen with problems getting the ball around the diamond. Certainly, that was one of the big problems with Frank Thomas as his career went on, right? He'd tuck his elbow, and he had this strange throwing motion, always fearful to throw into the line, right? You know, the baseline, fearing he was going to, peg the runner. But this one, double clutch and just airmailed. Like, hopefully everybody was paying attention in the section, because you don't expect that. Like, I remember back in the day, and I mentioned Thomas on one side, which means I got to give the Sean Dunstan other side of it. Guy with a cannon for an arm, but when he had a nice routine grounder to short, you had no idea where it was going to go. I mean, he owed Mark Grace a lot of money those first few years they played together, let me tell you.
So there you go. I mean, you'll see the highlight many times. You're going to go, oh my God, how does a Major League Baseball player make a throw like that? Yes, it absolutely happened. So with that aside now, as we get into the night that is and the day that has been in the Olympics, Simone Biles is going to be the challenge of my and many other people's careers now in sports talk radio and on television.
Okay. All right. Explain how.
Simone Biles withdraws from the team event earlier today, and in a situation everybody has seen now 100 times. She had a bad vault, and when she came back from it, she wasn't feeling in the right place mentally, so she backed out and said, "I can't do it. I'm not there mentally." And the United States had to try to win without her. They wound up winning the silver medal. They were overwhelming gold medal favorites. And here's Simone Biles, the greatest gymnast of all time, who in the middle of the event said, "I can't do it." She quits and says, I can't mentally. I'm not here. And this is why Simone Biles is going to be the challenge of mine and a lot of other people's careers, right? Because you look at two athletes who in the last couple nights have made big headlines for themselves. You have Naomi Osaka, who has claimed mental stress to why she doesn't want to do post-match interviews when she's lighting the torch and she's winning matches. She's doing interviews, didn't want to do one after she lost yesterday. They convinced her to come back and talk. And now you have Simone Biles after she falls out of the competition today and explaining after that, just, I wasn't feeling it mentally. I wasn't there. Very matter of fact way in which she explained afterwards, "Hey, you know what? I wasn't there." This is the biggest challenge of my career, is going to be now trying to understand the Generation Z athlete, because Generation Z is different from any other athlete that we've talked about, that we've seen in the sports world in the past 20 years. All right, you say a millennial. No, millennials are all 40 now, okay? LeBron's a millennial. All right, millennials are all 40. Generation Z, these are the athletes who come up, and they have come up differently. They've come up differently than you and I, Mike, when we've covered sports, than anybody else has. Because I can't understand sometimes the mentality of how you don't compete and how you can't, hey, figure out a way during the biggest event to make it happen. I don't understand why you can't talk to the media right after you lose. It's a different mentality. It's a different upbringing for the Generation Z, who has come up entirely on iPhones and social media and instant gratification, and it's just a different life, right? We're used to talking about players who, for one of two reasons, they either want to win or they're there for money, right? That's been it. For a long time, that's been the players. We love the guys that want to win, and that's why we gravitate to guys like Tom Brady and Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, because they're about winning championships. Or it's players that, they're just there for the money, they're not really winners, and that's where a lot of the criticism comes from. But the Generation Z athlete is different. It's a generation, the Generation Z athlete wants to succeed, but if they lose, it's not the end of the world. They want to be successful, and if there are criticisms or things they don't want to do, I don't want to do it. And you would look at this and go, oh, this is, are you kidding? They have to want to win. They have to want to do all things at all times. If that was the case, then 90% of the attention spent on Simone Biles today would be negative. It would be, she quit on her team. She needs to go. You need other people coming in for me. That's like the big meat-headed stance, which is the easiest thing to take with no research. I can go out there and shoot from the hip and just say, oh, she quit on her team. She's all these different things, all these different things. No, it's a little more nuanced than that. But again, 90% of the reaction would have been that way. But the reaction has been kind of split, which tells you that people that are coming up now and younger people that are coming up, that are star athletes, they view sports and view success and how you compete differently. It's not a big thing for two of the biggest stars in the world to say, you know what? It's a little too tough for me right now. How is it too tough? It's the Olympics. Sorry, it's too tough for me. And I can't do it. And I'm backing out of it. It's not something that is a second nature thought to me. It's kind of foreign to me because it's not how I've seen athletes be able to compete over the course of my career. But now we're in that new generation that says, hey, I'll take the accolades and I'll try my best. But if I can't, oh, well. And if it's something I don't want to do, I don't want to do it. Look, Naomi Osaka just doesn't want to do interviews. So I don't want to do it. Okay, that's a lot different from how other athletes responded. When you hear other athletes say, I would do the interviews, these are all athletes who are 10 years older than her, right? When they asked, do you do interviews? It's people like Nadal and Federer that are saying, hey, it's part of the job. These are all people who are in their mid-30s, right? So you're getting a new generation now, and it's difficult. I mean, I'm from the sports is supposed to be hard camp. You play hurt, right? That's why Kerry Strug is trending all day today, because when you hit that vault with a sprained ankle, hey, that's you're supposed to play hurt. This is how we do it in the United States, right? There's nothing that stops us from winning. And the players now are different. And these players that are coming up now are different. Simone Biles is different. Naomi Osaka is different. I'm 50. I just turned 50. You're in your late 40s. Now we're trying to identify with a new breed of athlete that is half the age of us that are coming in with many different views as to how they view success and how they view sports. And that's something that we're really going to have to get used to if we want to be accurate, if we want to be smart, if we want to make sure that, hey, we're doing the best job we can to talk to you about what it's like. Because it's not just as simple as, she quit on her team. No, it's a little more nuanced. There's a lot of things going on if a player and an athlete decides to quit in the middle of the biggest event they have going on. It's a little bit more nuanced than just, she's got to go. That's a big challenge now. Because for all of us, for everybody who's on the air, you know, people that are talk for a living, that are content people, we're all a little bit older. Why? Because you need life experiences to be able to resonate with the audience. It's why 25-year-old people don't get gigs as sports talk radio hosts and talking heads right away, because you need life experiences for people to listen to you to say, okay, I understand what you're saying because you're coming at it from a life experience. Now, people can come out and be sideline reporters and hosts and be on TV, and I'm not saying you can't do that, but when you're a content provider, when you're trying to talk about, hey, this is why I believe this and X, Y, and Z, people want to hear from those who have had those life life experiences. Now, these are all, we're all older, right? You're all in your 40s, your early 50s. There's big stars are going to be 60 soon, in their early 60s. And how do you resonate and how do you understand what the Generation Z athlete is? And this is not just going to be for Olympic sports like Simone Biles with gymnastics and Naomi Osaka. This is eventually going to be baseball. It's going to be football. It's going to be basketball. And that's going to be the biggest challenges. How do I identify with them so I can understand everything going on? Because it's a different way right now. You can't just look at it from the old, through the old lens of this is how it's always should be and I'm an old school guy. No, you can't do that because that's not what sports is. And that's not how athletes are coming up now. It's going to be the biggest challenge of my career and a lot of other people's.
No, for some, sure. For those that are paying attention, I think it'll be okay. You coach your daughter's teams, you see ways that they get involved in practices and games, the enthusiasm versus their parents' enthusiasm, and trying to figure out what buttons to press to yield success and for those kids to have success. For me, I look within my own house. I got one that's a soccer player and, you know, pretty self-motivated. And when she gets something wrong, she's ticked off. If she gets into an argument with you, meaning me, and is proven wrong, she's immediately hitting the internet to make sure that she's not being shorted in the conversation. And if there's any alternate, she's a future lawyer. There's no question about it. As for my older daughter, right? I mean, she did dance and theater and all these things, but had a struggle working from home during the pandemic. And school became difficult, where it was normally I could do what I need to do and I get good enough grades and I'm gone. And this year didn't flow the same way. And what happens? You have a fight or flight response. And all of you out there in your jobs, in your relationships, dealing with your kids, you know, the wave of the hand and off you go. I mean, think about the way the education system works. If you remember your childhood. I've got a couple of horror stories. We've talked about me being tied to a chair at one point because I was left-handed. I don't know that you can do that even for a second these days.
No, you can't.
Getting wrapped upside the head with a ruler. Things of those things that were in nature in my upbringing were commonplace. Now I see front page, this person's being charged with child endangerment. It's like the world's changed. So what do we got to do? We've got to be cognizant of it and know for athletics, it's the same thing. And I offer part of this, and I referenced it with my older daughter and school, is the fact that for a lot of these athletes, they're used to just rolling up and dominating. And the first hint of trouble, and this happens with academics. I remember kids I went to high school, right, straight A students, but the standardized testing, you know, go through the SAT or ACT, suddenly they're not making the highest marks and they're having problems. Or the kid that shows up on campus for you at Syracuse, for me at Northwestern, and all of a sudden they're not the biggest fish anymore because they came from some small town in any town USA, and all of a sudden there are other kids as smart or smarter than they are. There's a fight or flight response. And in, you know, the mental side of it, I don't think from an athletic perspective, we think about as much. And look at even for the U.S. gymnastics team. Mentioned it before. They put out that she was injured. Right? They put out a notice that she was injured and would not compete. To which, you know, if you forget about the hero praise, you know, dynamic that we've got running off of this, just give her credit to just say, no, here's what's going on. I'm fine. But mentally, here's where it is, and here's my process, et cetera, and giving us a little more insight into that. So it's a learning process. It's still, you know, one that takes a little getting used to, but those little bits of openings into the psyche and being a little more cognizant of it and being more prepared to listen, I think, which is one of the keys in all of this, is a big deal going forward. And I think we are uniquely equipped to dominate in the space. Continuing.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets Swollen Dome. The Jason Smiths with Mike Harmon. But not everybody is us, buddy. Not everybody is us.
No, and that's fine. I'm not worried about them. I worry about me. I worry about you. I worry about Frostburg, Iowa Sam, and Isaac Lohenkron and his off the rails that he does with me every Sunday. I need to preserve all of that, man. That's what I need.
I love it.
Finding the perfect hire can feel like searching for a needle in a bottomless haystack of resumes. Indeed makes hiring fast and simple with 135 skills tests to help candidates prove they have the experience your job requires. Their powerful hiring platform even helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right on their site, which is probably why Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. So to learn more about finding your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Well, just a couple minutes ago before halftime, United States all over Iran, 57-26. One thing I will tell you, the United States is going up and down the floor, and they are in transition, playing extremely well. This is how they're going to win. They're not going to win by playing ISO ball. Ain't happening. But coming up next, something about the Olympics that maybe will make you look at our entire country differently. Plus, there's a football story that, well, is for everybody that really enjoys conspiracy theories. It's next, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Yo.
Halftime. United States leads Iran 60-30. So they are more than on their way to covering the number. I have not seen the Iron Sheik. If he is wound up tweeting about this, he is not live tweeting. Oh, well. Damian Lillard, 18 points, 6 out of 13 from the floor. He's got 3 assists in just 13 minutes. And like I said a few minutes ago, they are definitely playing better in transition, running up and down the floor, and this is how they're going to win games. All right? If they get stuck with playing ISO ball against teams, they're going to lose because this is where you're going to get to the quarterfinals and semifinals and teams playing tight defense and everybody's afraid to take shots. This is where the United States is going to have to out-volume other teams and just get up and down the floor and shoot, 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 and get as many shots off as possible. If you can out-volume all the other teams, you can win because you clearly have more firepower. And not that it's going to be as easy as it is tonight against Iran, but in other games, getting down to it when they play Australia again or if they play France, whatever, that's what's going to do it. If you can get up and down and out-athleticize the other teams because we have the better athletes, we have the better shooters, we have the better players, that's what's going to win for us.
Yeah, and they brought in 2 glue guys, though. You know, Dan Wojcicki brought up because he mentioned Keldon Johnson real quick. It's like, well, it's a guy Popovich knows, and he's a young guy who is just going to go out there and work, right? He doesn't have the well-established, this is what he does, NBA game. No, nor is he going to be looking for calls or whatever else. He's going out there to work. And JaVale McGee, come on, there's your ace in the hole. That is the guy that I expect now, along with Draymond Green, to help set a tone to where you start playing defense. And if you can play rough, hey, that's something he and Draymond Green know how to do, right? So you can actually attack the better scoring and skilled opposition. So I think it's going to get interesting. And yes, they covered that first half number.
So there it is, Mike Harmon making money with every single dribble of the basketball here in the Olympics. So speaking of the Olympics, we're going to have more on that coming up in a couple minutes. But right now, if you're on social media and you're wondering, you're saying, boy, why is TJ Ward at the top of the trending list? This guy's a former NFL player, played for the Broncos, won the Super Bowl. And he's trending because of what he said in response to Ron Rivera. Ron Rivera, Washington football coach, who talked today about how frustrated he is with the fact that the Washington football team can't get close to the 85% threshold of vaccinations for COVID-19. If teams get to 85%, they can have normal practices. They can do everything they normally would, but you don't get to there and there's going to be restrictions. And hey, you don't want anybody to get sick and have to miss games because of COVID, specifically Ron Rivera, who, oh, by the way, has a compromised immune system because he's coming back from cancer. He talked about it today, so we'll hear from Ron Rivera first before we get to TJ Ward.
I'm truly frustrated. I'm beyond frustrated. And part of it is, and the reason I walked in with the mask on is, you know, I'm immune deficient with this new variant. Who knows? So when I'm in a group and the group's not vaccinated or there's mixture, I put the mask on. And I do that, you know, for health reasons, because nobody really knows. I just wish and I hope that our guys can understand that.
So that was Ron Rivera. And remember, Ron Rivera, coming back from cancer, wants everybody to get vaccinated. He's worried about himself. He's worried about others. TJ Ward, who responded to the tweet on it on Bleacher Report, who Bleacher Report puts out a tweet saying, hey, here's Ron Rivera, says he's beyond frustrated. TJ Ward put out a tweet that said, don't blame the players for your lifelong health decisions. Wow. The guy got cancer, and it's a lifelong health decision? Wow, man, really? He's tried to walk it back a little bit in the past couple of hours. He said, you know, I'm not trying to be insensitive. I know you don't choose to get cancer. I'm trying to clear that up. So
there's no clearing that up.
No clearing it up. It's like, okay, you said it, and you're anti-vaccine for whatever reason. And, you know, look, obviously he's getting, you know, he's going to get raked over the coals for this because of his tweet, and he's going to try to explain it away, and you can't, because this is Ron Rivera saying, hey, I want to stay healthy. I want to keep living. So I don't want to get COVID because I don't want to die. There's choices of being someone who wants to get the vaccine and who doesn't want to get the vaccine. But as far as players go right now, because this gives you a window into players that aren't getting vaccinated, right? You have Ron Rivera saying, I'm frustrated. Most teams are getting to 85%, but you are still seeing some reticence from players who don't want to do it. Cole Beasley at the top of that list. I don't want to get vaccinated. And he keeps talking very obliquely about why, and it's about what happens with the NFLPA and all these different reasons that he's giving. And then Cole Beasley let slip a day ago that he doesn't believe the numbers of the COVID deaths, that it's overreported. When I see this, it clicks and I go, you know what? This is exactly why players are who don't get vaccinated aren't getting vaccinated. Because it's not political. It's not about, oh, I don't think so. You show me a player that doesn't want to get vaccinated, and I'll show you someone who believes in conspiracy theories. All right, like here's Cole Beasley saying, I think the deaths are overreported. Really? You know, I see when I see people saying, I need to know more. I've done research about the COVID vaccine. Okay, you've done research. What is your research actually? Research is not, I'm getting online and I'm finding a chat group that's going to tell me everything I want to hear because I'm nervous about getting the vaccine. You can find anybody on the internet to tell you anything you want to. Oh, I've done research. You know, getting on Google and typing in COVID vaccine awareness is not doing research. Okay, doing research is being a scientist and being in a laboratory. And you are doing experiment after experiment on the COVID vaccine and what works and what's going to make you healthy and make sure you don't die. It's reading medical journals. It's going to conferences. It's liaising with other people that are doing experiments in their labs and going to visit and seeing what they're doing. That's what doing research is. It's not John Stockton saying, I've done extensive research on this. Why? You've read some things on the net? You talked to a couple of people on the phone? This is what experiments are. This is what research is. You know, it's everybody thinks that, you know, freedom is I can do whatever I want to whenever I want to. No, freedom is you can do whatever you want to as long as you don't infringe on other people's rights. You can say whatever you want to and not be put in jail for it. People mistake what they think freedom is, just like people now mistake what they think research is. Research is actually doing this, and scientists trying to figure out this is what's going to help you against COVID. Is anything 100% proof? No, it's not. But the COVID vaccine is the best thing you can possibly take that's going to stop you from getting COVID, from spreading it, from getting really sick. And yes, can you still get COVID after you get the vaccine? Yeah, but generally, the symptoms are a lot better, and you're not getting as sicker. There's always going to be situations that are unfortunate, that are tragic, where people who get the vaccine, they wind up dying, it's not good enough, whatever it is. But by and large, you have a disease that has been leveling this country for the better part of a year. And here's something that can generally help in a great way against it and can help you get your way of life back. This is what it is. This is what science has been, but yet still people don't want to get it, right? We see other NFL players saying, I got to do more research on it. What research do you have to do? What's your research going to do? You don't trust the research of the CDC and what's being recommended from all a year of research on this that we're trying to figure out how to come up with some kind of solution to this? You know, I see this and I go, any player that doesn't want to get it at this point just wants to believe in some kind of crazy conspiracy theory.
Well, I mean, look how crazy it's been the last year, Jason. The government admitted that UFOs exist and nobody cares. It's back page, you know, it's in between the horse racing results from yesterday. So but you can find, as you said, online whatever you need. I think the biggest point to this, Ron Rivera was a guy, Jason Wright, very proactive in Washington. They brought in a Harvard immunologist to talk to the team. Maybe that's the tack that all the rest of the teams that are having issue, maybe Washington's got to do it another time. In fact, you know, to your point about the CDC and others, well, if we put everything on a timeline, there's certain parts of things that, you know, the story changes, which means you've got to piece it together and walk people through nuance. And remember, a lot of folks don't like nuance either. Here's the, you know, big sticker, big red blinking letters, but anything beyond that, it's why we get in trouble with a lot of stuff because nobody will actually read the fine print on things, right? And sign off on things and then realize, wow, that was a bad idea. It's like, well, it was there in all the pages you should have read. I think this falls into the same bucket for a lot of folks. And you know, coined the phraseology, if you're fringe, find the syringe because you're going to be out of this league, right? When it comes to free agent signings and injuries, as we get into deeper into training camp, the exhibition games, the regular season, you know, you've already got agents saying they're getting calls on guys, and it's what's their status? Well, they're not getting it. It's like, well, they're not getting a job and a tryout. Thank you. Moving on, next guy on the list. So there's going to be ramifications and $15,000 fines if you break protocol. I mean, very real things, things that were in place last year, but now you have a vaccination that can help in the process to give you a better chance to get through your season and get your half of the revenue. Right? Because that's, in the end, what it's all about. Yeah, champion being crowned here in Los Angeles will be fun. I can't wait for Super Bowl week and all the friends and all the craziness that'll be out here in L.A. That's great. But it's still all about everybody getting their bags, right? And everybody getting paid, not missing games, not having problems. And that's what I think everybody needs to collectively come back together. Talk to another specialist as you need to. Get the information you need. If Ron Rivera's got to do a bunch of conference calls on behalf of the league, I'm sure he'll volunteer to do that as well, right? Because, you know, trying to look out for the rest of your team, this is just an extension of all those other pieces. And for the guys that want to do more research, from Beasley to Sam Darnold and everything else, how many years have we talked about the NFL and different things players would agree for injections, treatments, whatever? What's the long-term rent? Doesn't matter. My career is now and I need to get back on the field, right? So, you know, trying to measure one against the other and trying to make educated decisions as you can. You got to do a little trusting of the science, but also looking at what the goals are now for you and your career.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Phone number 877-99 on Fox. I mean, if I could interview every athlete, every NFL player, why don't you want to take the COVID-19 vaccine? Eventually, I'd get to some kind of conspiracy theory comment, and that's extremely frustrating.
Do you think you just have a list of things to ask them about? You know, Bigfoot?
Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Do you believe in JoJo the Dog-Faced Boy, or is it just an invention of the magazines at the end of the aisle as you're checking out at the grocery store? Please respond.
Is the world flat? Like, could you walk all the way to the end of it and just walk off the edge we'd never see again? You would fall through space like Loki. I've been falling for 30 minutes. Is that what would happen to you? I want to ask all these questions of you. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. So it doesn't look like the United States is going to have any trouble with Iran tonight. But speaking of the Olympics overall, maybe what we've seen so far is a metaphor for the United States' place in the world. We got that coming up next, plus a fearless prediction about where the number one guy teams are going to want before the MLB trade deadline is going to end up. That's next right here on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yes, sir.
Things are looking good for the United States against Iran tonight. 60-30 lead at halftime, so I think exhale, even if you have given 40 points to Iran. But, you know, something that I feel like it's an analogy for what's going on in the world with the lack of achievement so far from the big stars of the United States Olympic team, right? Like, we're still winning medals and we're at the top and we're all winning, but who are the big stars coming in that everybody was paying attention to? Like Katie Ledecky, who finally won her first medal tonight after getting upset twice and finished fifth in a race earlier tonight. She finally won her gold medal. United States softball somehow loses to Japan in the gold medal game. You have the Simone Biles situation, which unfolded in a bizarre way. The women's national soccer team was 1-1-1 in pool play and had to sit back and play a defensive game today because they knew they could clinch going on by not allowing a goal, right? The men's hoops team has been getting beaten and not playing well. I feel like this is kind of a metaphor for the standing of the United States in the world, right? Where other countries are now surpassing us, right? Some countries have done it technologically, some have done it environmentally, and now you're seeing it athletically. And I always say sports leads the way. What are people going to pay attention to more? What do they care about? Do they care that we're being passed technologically by China and other countries? No, they don't. Do they care that environmentally, A, we're passed by some countries in Europe? No. But wait a minute, we're going to the Olympics and our best players aren't winning. We're used to winning championships and gold medals and winning World Cups, and wait, we're not winning? That's what everybody is going to stand up and pay attention to. And I kind of feel like this is a metaphor for, hey, our standing in the world, we've been leading for so long, now other countries are saying, okay, certain things we're going to start passing the United States in. Not overall United States still leads across the board, but certain things, hey, you want technology, maybe United States is not your first place to go. You want environment? Maybe United States is not your first place to go. Athletically, hey, certain places we're seeing people do things better. We're seeing better swimmers now. We're seeing in basketball everybody's catching up. We're catching up in soccer a little bit now. So it kind of looks like a metaphor for where we're at right now in the world, and this is what's going to get everybody's attention, Mike. Not all the other stuff. It's going to be, hey, if these big stars don't win and win big, boy, that's going to get everybody's attention. We need change. We need change with our soccer program. We need change in our basketball program. We need Tom Thibodeau to coach this team. That's where everybody's going to start paying attention.
Well, we've been talking about needing change on the men's side of the soccer pitch for a while and wondering when that generation is going to happen, right?
Well, just
when
bring
is that
Jurgen
generation going to break through?
We're going to bring Klinsmann back. It's going to be great.
Yeah, that'll be great. It was good fodder for us on the show for a while. There's no question about that with all of our friends in the soccer world. But I think some of that is certainly apt, right? It's what you put your time and attention to. And, you know, we've been talking about specialization. We've been talking about training and school and all of these things and the pressures that go within. This is also a different games. So I don't know if this one's going to be a standalone, hey, this just works differently than others. But it certainly, for the first week, has played out a bit odd, as you said. The heavy favorites not coming through. And always remember that we're talking about a number of these events are going to be separated by 0.004 between, you know, gold and bronze. So we're talking about wafer-thin margins when we get down to it. But always a rededication, always looking to rechannel, and certainly if that is what the assessment is coming out of the games, that there has been a loss in status, well, you know, resources will be allocated to get back on top, and then maybe a reevaluation of some of the programs, including men's basketball, say they don't win a gold medal, as to how a team is constructed. Certainly seen enough thought pieces referenced in headlines as I scroll my social media. They will not get me for clicks at this point in time. But the idea that, you know, you do, sports is the great uniter here, right? Whatever else we're paying attention to, all those other things, they get political and divisive. Sports? No. Yeah, there are instances, and we've had to talk about them and do with great authority and empathy, etc., when those come up. But when you get down to it, sports as a concept is a great uniter. Like, friends of mine were back in Chicago. National Sports Collectors Convention is there this weekend, but also just visiting relatives. They sent a photo of drinking a beer at Wrigley Field. While I don't like the Cubs, I'm a Southside boy, I still celebrated the fact that they were at a ball game, you know, filled up and sitting in the crowd and enjoying a nice cold Budweiser. I mean, it was great community right there, and that's what America is.
USA. Twitter, about that, I like that, Mike. I dig that about you. Although you would have a beer anywhere, so there is that.
Not everywhere. there's a couple places where, yeah, you know, I'd probably draw a line, but, you know. We'll see.
Twitter it out about a fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Now, as we get going towards the end of this week, the MLB trade deadline is coming, and clearly the name on everybody's lips now is Max Scherzer, who is rumored to be dealt any day now by the Nationals. Look, he's one of the best pitchers in the game, and the preferred destination, he wants to be on the West Coast. Dodgers, Padres, Giants. Those are the teams. The Mets had some interest. He's not going to go to a team in the NL East. I will tell you this, Max Scherzer, great. I'll see you in the NLCS. who's going to wind up with Max Scherzer? It's going to be the Dodgers. And it's pretty simple for a couple of reasons. The Giants clearly don't have the package to give up for Max Scherzer. They're doing it right now with a bunch of guys in the Wayback Machine, right? Brandon Crawford's having one of the great... Brandon Crawford's 34 years old. This is kind of what everybody's doing on the Giants. The Padres, they made their big move. They're not going to have enough to go out and to get Max Scherzer to bring him. But the Dodgers, with their prospects, when you say Dodger prospects, all GM's eyes light up going, I can get Dodger prospects. Plus, the Dodgers have the biggest need. They're not going to have Trevor Bauer for the rest of the season. He's not going to pitch for them again. If they want to continue, they realize we have to replace him, and Scherzer's the guy. Where can you go where you have the best chance to sustain winning for the next 2 to 3 years, which will be the remainder of Scherzer's career because he's 36? That's going to be L.A. You like to think the Padres can win, and maybe they can. You don't know that the Giants Giants can do it, but the Dodgers, they're there every year, right? Every single year. So where can you go? That's going to be the place. That's going to be the destination. Dodgers wind up getting them.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. I can't wait to hear some of the rumored packages that come up over the next 48 hours because there's certainly enough teams in need of starting pitching help, right? We've talked about how much the necessity is for another bullpen arm, and that market is going to be absolutely insane. But when you look at a guy like Scherzer who can come in and solve a lot of ills, particularly when you shorten your rotation come playoffs, yeah, I can't wait to see the asking price. But it makes sense that he ends up here. Another gift for all our friends that are Dodger fans.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Coming up next, my buddy Ben Malley. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. And yes, Max Scherzer, I will see you in the National League Championship Series. Metsio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.